Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Well, we'll do you a song here that I recorded with some good friends. I recorded a CD about 3 or 4 years ago, and had most of this band on it, and most of the Boxcars was on my CD also. Harold Nixon and Ronnie Stewart and Adam Steffi all played on it. JD played on it. I think just about everybody played on it. Isaac sang on it, and boy, did they make me sound pretty. I just tell you, that sounded a lot better if I'd have stayed off of it, but they can sure sing good. But here's a song that's off of it, and we've got some CDs over here on the table, and as soon as we come off, we'll be over there. But here's a good gospel song off of it called Billy G. Salvation.
From the windows of the church house came a man and praised the Lord. 6 cars and 15 pickup trucks are parked outside the door. Inside stood a man who preached the word across the nation. A chosen man who took his stand as Billy G. Salvation. His hair was dark and curly and his collar open wide. A diamond on his finger and a woman by his side. To him the sister Glory won the angels' adoration. She sang them all at altar call for Billy G. Salvation. Just as I am without one plea. Then he called him hypocrite and said, live the lie. But there's at least 1,000 souls that will stand and testify that the only thing that touched their hearts and saved them from damnation was the word of God that's preached by Billy G. Salvation. Now Sister Glory always drove that old familiar van and painted on the back door so one could understand. Was one final message to the ever congregation. Jesus saves was written there by Billy G. Salvation. The tongue to talk about the man is sharper than the sword. But who are we to criticize? He's working for the Lord. And even if he was the devil's flesh and blood creation, it's still the word of God that's preached by Billy G. Salvation. Jesus' name was written there by Billy G. Salvation.